Das war ein Second. Menuche Schleimische Atoreizebo. Zuba Kosche Gedäula. This is a big request. Sheniska Beshabes Koidesh Le Menuche Amitis. Shashemis Barach Reizebo. As we've seen, Menuche doesn't mean what we normally think it means. Menuche, the ultimate Menuche, is the Menuche that comes from being Dovuk to the Ruchnias, to being Korov LaKodesh Baruch Hu, by understanding the it's all Hashem. So if we're asking for Menuche Shleima, that means total Menuche, She'ata Rotzebo, that Hashem wants, not the Menuche that the world thinks they want, the Menuche we want. V'lo rak Menuche She'muven Balam Elo Gu Koichos Lehem She'chachayim, not the Menuche we want in order to be able to just recharge the batteries so we can continue our lives. Shleima Anu Bitl Gomo Muchlat Shel Taloisa Odom Bishtadlis Hativit Po'ilo. Shleimeya means total nullification of the dependency a person has on his natural ishtadlus in the world. We know that that's a very difficult avoider. We may have taken one or two small steps in the direction, but we know that to be totally disconnected, no dependency, whatever, you're doing the ishtadlus. Not to meet somebody who doesn't do the ishtadlus. Somebody's doing the ishtadlus. To be totally menutak, that was Dovid HaMelech. Dovid HaMelech mastered that. So we obviously are in touch with reality and we don't expect to be getting there anytime soon. But that's Menuche Shleima. To be completely disconnected from the talois in the shtadlis in the natural world. V'lois kulanu chasuim betziloi kudushosa yisbarach shmo sheze rotzen Hashem be'emes v'lois binyan tluim bo Bonov Teluimbo, the Duvukim of the Gamre. We're talking about a very high ideal here. The Bakosha Gedoili calls it. That's where we head to, that's where we want to get to, is we're asking, we're davening for that. To be able to have that total dependency on Hashem, not be at all connected and whatever to the natural unfoldings of what we're involved in during the week. And of course, that the ideal time for that is Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, you're not making mishtadlis, you're not doing anything. You see that everything's continuing, even though you're not mishtadli. So that's the time to start connecting with this. Okay. But he said, and we're talking about Shleima, we have to be careful. But that's the understanding. The mover and the person has to try and connect with this a little bit. We'll keep dropping. I gave a shiur last night, once a month, in Ryan Bessarabi's house. I give a shiur to a bunch of guys. Some further away, some closer, whatever. Just in your name, betochen. It's more like a schmooze. We talk, everyone talks, whatever. Try to put some of these ideas on the table that the shtadlus doesn't really do anything, whatever. I realized how far we've come. When I saw the reactions and the kashas and that, I suddenly realized, Boch Hashem, you know, we've grown a little bit. You know, one or two other people have been coming to the 9:30 shiur for a while that were there. We recognized, you know, we were there some time ago. Doing the Targilim, we've been practicing, we've been working, we've been looking, becoming attentive to the reality. Moch Hashem, taken some strides. Okay. But that's a big challenge. Menuche Shleima, She'ata Roitzebo. Yakiru Bonecha Ve'yedu Kime Itcha Hi Menuchoso. Your children will recognize and know Ve'yedu, they'll know it in the inner essences. From you, Menuche comes. Ki me'itcha Menuche sop. Menuche is not just I stop working. I don't need Hashem for Menuche. Menuche is I just stop doing what I'm doing. And then I'm the Menuche. We said that's not the Menuche we're talking about. The Menuche is ki me'itcha hi Menuche sop. The Menuche wants the Menuche comes from a Kosh Bochu. Shekola niske is kaim raka she neido onu ma'am etzias Menuche sa Shabbos. Everything that we've mentioned up to now only comes into reality when we know what the Metzias of Menuch on Shabbos is. Va'echi nivdeles mea Menuch ha'ativis. Ha'horeses oylam umaloi. And we're able to distinguish the difference between that Menuch, the Menuch of what's Menuch's Shabbos, and the Menuch that the world thinks is Menuch, which destroys the world. Shem nidam alat meinu sheha Shabbos hi yom Menuch b'muvan oylami la'gu koiches lehem shechachayim. Because if we'll imagine to ourselves that the Shabbos is the Menuch that the world thinks is Menuch, Shabbos, you recuperate from a hard week, so you'll have koyach to carry on doing what you do during the week. You're missing everything. You're missing the whole plot here. You've just missed Shabbos. It's not that you're not having menucha. You've missed the whole story. You missed the whole story. And unfortunately, a lot of us think like that. And a lot of us, even though we know that it's not correct, which is lamaisa, that's what's happening on Shabbos. You go to Shabbos so exhausted from the week. Okay, that's also part of it. Zegam nachon. But there has to be this premise of what the menucha is. So that's the yakiru bonecha v'yedu kimi'itchahi menucha sam. The menucha we're looking for on Shabbos for sure. We sleep a bit more and we rest and about it. That's good. And if you're so battered on Shabbos that you can't function on Shabbos because you're so tired and you need Shabbos to recuperate, find another time to do that. But the Hasidim are very makpid to sleep on Erev Shabbos. The Erev Shabbos shlof is the part of the chana for Shabbos because on Shabbos you need to be awake. Yeah. Or go listen to a Rabbi Shmuz Ben Kabbalah Shabbos Lamayri. That's a good time to have a shlof. Find a rabbi who's not that interesting. And then you can have a little, that's the best sleep of the whole week. Aval, that's not what we're trying to do on Shabbos. Okay, that's what we need to recognize. Val menuchosam, this ends it off. Val menuchosam, yagdishu eshamecha. What's that mean? On this menucha, we mekadesh Hashem. Wow. If you understand, this cannot be talking about the menucha, we understand it. Chilling out to charge your batteries is not what mekadesh says shemecha. What are you talking about? Menucha is mekadesh. On your menucha, we mekadesh says shemecha. That can't be at the normal move-on of. Shliotei menucha al shel atzlus. We're not looking for a menucha of laziness. Until the world says, wow, look at that guy, keep Shabbos. He's just a lazy bum. He doesn't do anything for the world. Like Haman HaRosha painted. What's this? Just 1 second. Know what this is? There's an abbreviation here. Any musag maze? Don't know what he means. Kumosh elal aleinu hamal la rosh la kalman ha rosh. I don't know what that is. Shabbos Hayoim, Pesach Hayoim. The Jews are always saying today we can't work because it's this chag, it's that chag, it's Shabbos. She told me that mit matkim melachos hamelech al yedei itmalois shehayoim yoim kodesh v'osel avoid. It was Hamas tainu to Chashverosh. The Jews are always getting out of doing work because they got some chag and another holy day and another holiday. They never work for the king. On that we ask that the kedusha kol kach nikeres b'toich menuchoseinu, that the kedusha in our menucha should be so recognizable. Shekulam yakirish ein zu menucha regila. People see a yid that keeps Shabbos, they say, "Wow, can't do that on Wednesday." There's a kedusha in his menucha. On the outside, it looks like he's, you know, like Hamantainen. He's lazy, he doesn't work, he's always got another holiday, they can't answer the phone, they can't go to the car, they can't work. No, when you look at a yid keeping Shabbos, you have to say, wow, yeah, Kedusha. A lot of people became Balei Tshuva because they went into someone's house who was keeping Shabbos. And it wasn't the wonderful Torah that the husband said or whatever. It was just they saw something. The cholent, the chalas, there's a kedusha in the menucha. Well known, many people became frum just from the Shabbos experience. What did they see? Well, people hang around eating, doing what everybody seems to do. It was another Thanksgiving dinner lahavdil. Nobody came frum because of it. What happened? There's a kedusha in that menucha. Shekulam yakiru shein zi menucha regila. Everyone recognizes it's not a normal menucha. This ela she menucha shel kedusha v'izkara shel yedei kaim shein shemayim. There's a kiddush Hashem in that menucha as well. When the menucha is the menucha we're talking about, מנוחה שלמה, מנוחה שלום שלוור, הישקת ובטח, שמנוחה שאתה רוצה בו, יכירו מנוחה וידי, כי מאיתך היא מנוחה סוף, אני ממלא איזה קידיש, איזה קידוש האמת. Okay. So that's the end of that section. The Mincha Tefillah, the Mincha Shmon Esrei. I have to go over it a few times before you do in Mincha, every time. You'll see. Perek Vav, we're still in Chelek Gimel. Perek Vav is also a very interesting section of things that we just take for granted. It's called Tefillin. So what springs to mind immediately is, because on Shabbos you don't put on Tefillin. So what's going on? So it's something we take for granted. You just don't put on Tefillin on Shabbos. Why not? Ois. See? Okay. Well, let's see what if there's some depth here that we can take away with us. I mean, it's a shame in the way we've been learning up to now. I might have to just stop 5 minutes. In fact, I have to stop 5 minutes early, if you don't mind. I just have a doctor's appointment at 10:15, just back across the road. So if we can stop at 10 past, if you don't mind.
The Rav should be well.
Oh, mate. No, this is not a posh story. And I'm fine, but I'm just, it's not. The doctor told me he's seeing a lot of it. Well, it's worth looking after yourselves. Okay. Mm-hmm. But I'm functioning, okay? I'm still making a lot of noise. Shabbos Kodesh loves man tefillin hi. Mipnesha tefillin haim ois. Shabbos atzmoim hi ois. That everybody knows. Shabbos Kodesh is not man tefillin, because tefillin is an ois, and Shabbos is an ois. And what will be the problem if you have two ois? So you'll have Shabbos and tefillin. Yeah. What's the problem? It's always bothered me. Anyway. In Tzaroi, Mishu Shabbos Kodesh, hi atzmoi have a tefillin. Therefore, you can say that Shabbos is tefillin.
Yeah.
What? Shabbos is an ois, tefillin is an ois. So put on tefillin on Shabbos. You'll have an ois of tefillin, you have the ois of Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Different ois. Why this is an ois, so take away. Put on tefillin. What's the problem? You can't wear two pairs of tefillin. Shabbos is tefillin. Because that needs explanation. V'im kain, mistabesh okol ha'shein novin, b'mohusam shel ha'tefillin, if that's correct, then everything we understand about menucha, about the essence of tefillin, is also going to be an explanation about kedusha Shabbos. It means when you're learning in yonim of tefillin, you're also learning Shabbos, and you're learning Shabbos, you're learning about tefillin. Okay, so that's new stuff, right? No one's telling me, yeah, we know that, Rabbi. Can we go on, please? That's obvious. Tefillin and Shabbos, of course, it's the same. It's not so posh. That's the basics of tefillin. Now you tell the Baal Tshuva, what you're doing when you're putting on tefillin is you're tying yourself to Hashem. And that's a good pshat. The essence of tefillin, kepshutoi, is chibur. We bind ourselves through our hearts and our minds to a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The tefillin shel Rosh is the mark, the tefillin shel Yad is the leg. Vinei. B'Pesach Eliyahu hamudpas besidurim shehu mahagdomes tikuna azohar ruvua sha, I don't know what that is. This thing from the tikuna azohar, whatever, I don't know what that is. Ruvua sham bepratois al pisisrei teire ech shemidoisav shel a Kodesh Baruch Hu Magbilois lidemus ha'odom v'tzelem elokim asheboi. Hadvarim haim asoydes ha'toyra, aval mipashtes ha'milim yesh lilmod chidush godol v'yofa binin ha'tfilim. Okay, Rav Pinkus Zatzal was very good at taking deep, deep secrets of the Torah. Shtikl from the, he had a mighty kashir on chinuch from the Sefer Yetzirah, about things that we don't know what, mamash, no, you don't know what it's talking about. Was able to extract something with the pashtus, we could learn important klalim of chinuch, and he does the same here with tefillin. There's this thing of Eliyahu, which is, I don't have it in Masidu. That's the hagdom of the tikkun zohar. Those that you guys learn tikkun zohar, I don't know, I've never learned the hagdom. Maybe it's time we should, maybe that the 9:30 shiur will start doing the hagdom of the tikkun zohar. This aspect of what tselem and dmus in the secrets of Torah, which is beyond us, but he's going to extract something here, which will tell us a moedik chiddush and a yofer chiddush. Tapet tefillin. So let's see what this is talking about. Mevusham echese deroye yemina, gvura deroye smoila. The chesed of the roya of the once again this is in Aramaic the shepherd HaKadosh Baruch Hu is on the right, and the gvura is on the left. That we know chesed is always the right, gvura is always the left. V'chein shah chelkei adam, and also the rest of the parts of the adam. Kashem avur ha'inyan haketa, oime golgulose hi hakarposo demonoch alat filin. When it talks there about Keter, we spoke about Keter. Keter is that thing which is above the system, the crown that's on top of the king. That was the what we call the fontanelle. You know, there's this opening in your head here where the baby, where the baby's born, there's an opening in the head, and then it gets closed. That thing, that place, that's called where you put your tefillin. It's not just stum where the baby's born, the head, the brain needs to, and then whatever. That's the mokum tefillin. Hani rosh im tefillin. That's a head im tefillin. Mu'kash ha'adam maniach tefillin havizeh ha'shlomas tzuras ha'adam. When a man puts on tefillin, there's something missing. There's something missing from the tzura of an adam without tefillin. When he puts on tefillin, he's mashlim the tzura of adam. K'mo she'azroyes v'shah chelke aguf haim ha'chelek mitzuras ha'adam. The same way as your arms and your legs and your fingers, it's all part of the tzura of an adam, correct? Your shoulders. Tefillin also. Part of the tzura of an adam. Kena tefillin amoa chelek mi etzim tzuras ha'adam. Not something external that you take and you put on. It's part of the tzura of an adam. We know the world, the entire bria, follows the pattern of the tzura of an adam. So an adam ha'shalem, the tzura of an adam ha'shalem is with the tefillin. The melech, the tzura of a melech is with a crown. A melech without a crown, he's chosu. You see the melech without a crown, you go, something's missing. An Adam bleed tefillin is chosu. V'zeh metzenu rak betefillin. That you only find but tefillin. Shere dugma k'shoyim mesham tiferes gufa, loma gufa im tzitzis. When you talk about tiferes gufa, tiferes, the splendor, whatever, of the guf, we don't talk about tzitzis. Or guf kodesh shelo ochol nevelas gudoyim. We don't say, it's a guf kodesh, he doesn't eat nevelas, it's a guf because he's kodesh, because he's wearing tzitzis. Shaguf hi shleimus latzmoy. The guf has a tzurus ha-shleimu of its own. All the mitzvahs is a tosefes. It's an addition to this quality of the guf in its shape. It adds, but the guf itself is a shleimus. Aval ha-tfilin hay mi'etzem tzuras ha'adam. Tfilin is part of the tzura of the adam. She'adam bi'tfilin had adam bli rosh v'golgeles. A person without tefillin, a yid without tefillin, is like someone who hasn't got a, he's missing a skull. Shein no tzuras adam klal. That's not called tzuras adam. When we, on this truth, when you see a yid not wearing tefillin, it's like you see somebody who doesn't have a skull. His brain sort of like hanging without a golgelet. We don't see that, but that's, in Pnimius, that's what it looks like. So that's already, that's big news. We didn't know that. Tefillin's not tzitzis. You put on tefillin, you put on tzitzis, you put on, we do mitzvahs, yeah? Yeah, you know, we don't eat trefus, we don't do that. Tefillin's just one of the mitzvahs. No, tefillin is shleimus tzurus haguf. Nifla. Vadova muvin ma'oid. This is very easy to understand, he says. Shaimuna shel shma Yisrael, hakatuva betefillin, he etzem nishma sa'odom. The imun of shma Yisrael, what's written in your tefillin, is the imun of Shema Yisrael. That's etzem nishmas ha'adam. That is the neshama of a person. V'adam bli imunah, einu kabal mum levad. Someone who doesn't have imunah is not like somebody who's lacking a limb. He's a bal mum. Yeah, he doesn't have a foot, he doesn't have a finger. Chaseh, no. Ela einu adam klal. He's nishkin adam. I heard a lovely thing from a Ephraim Waxman. He said it with a bit of a smile, but he said, the word imunah is connected to the word uman, someone who's mastered a craft. Yeah. It's an uman, someone who's a typist. He's an uman.
Yeah.
He can do something without das. He's completely. So that's connected to the word imunah. So it says, if you can't tap, it's nish gefelach. But if you're lacking in imuna, then you're not a human. He said the English word human comes from that word imuna. Said with a smile. We're not going to be making droshes here from English word. Maybe in the English word, the word human is very close to the word imuna. It has that mem sound, which is mother, which is where I come from. Very interesting. So that's what he's saying here. A person who's lacking imuna, it's not like he's lacking a limb. Unishkin mensch. Someone says every moon in a kosh, but what betochen? Betochen, that's a lifetime's work, but basic imuna, shanimam in the kosh bochu, then it's all a kosh bochu. How I live with that and I'll deal with that, we'll deal with later. But first, you have to know intellectually there's a boy roilo. Somebody doesn't have that, it's nishkin mensch. Ela'inu adam klal. Okay, a tefillin a makshiri mesai imuna lo adam hem etzem muhusu v'tzurase. Tefillin binds a person to imuna. You're tying Shema Yisrael onto your head, onto your mind, onto your heart. That's the imuna that a person needs. That's nishmas Yisrael, that Shema Yisrael. And that's the shloma. That's the shloma of the imuna of a yid. Without that, you're not a person. Uma niflus hakabola bein a tefillin the Shabbos Kodesh. How awesome is this connection between Tefillin and Shabbos Kodesh? Shekumol gabe Shabbos Kodesh machal Shabbos huka akum. Person machal Shabbos, he's got a din of an akum. Someone who's machal Shabbos is shalos of bikshul akum ahim. Mumel Shabbos melukel Torah. Same too with Tefillin. Can be Tefillin avaze bli rosh v'chosse beitzim adam ayudi. Without Tefillin, he's chosse rosh. He doesn't have a head. He doesn't have a Yiddish head. But a Goyish head, Jewish head is with tefillin, bound to the imuna. You're lacking that imuna, fine. So that's like a Machal Shabbos, he's Ka'akum. Moiridik, a mamish Moiridik. I'm not saying that in halacha, somebody doesn't wear tefillin, I don't know if he's got a din of bishlacha, and I'm not going into the halachas of this. It'd be interesting to track some of this down and see. But there's a deep connection here between Shabbos, between tefillin, which is bound together through the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, which we gain through the Tefillin and which we gain through the Shabbos. And okay, we'll carry on. We'll see Mitz Hashem next week. But that's the reason why Shabbos is an ice and Tefillin's an ice. What do you mean it's an ice? It's the same thing. Shabbos and Tefillin are the same thing. If you've got Shabbos, you don't need Tefillin. If you haven't got Shabbos, you need Tefillin. Otherwise, you chaser as a human being. So you didn't expect to hear that this morning. You wouldn't have predicted that. I certainly wouldn't have predicted that. That's what we're going to hear today. Changes one's whole perspective. When you're putting on tefillin during the week now, and you're not putting on tefillin on Shabbos, it's a whole different istaklut. Actually, you have to remember there's something inside the tefillin that has something to do with imunus Yisrael. You know, it's like putting on tefillin at Shachris is a difficult thing because it's very hard to do all these kavanas when you're still asleep. So, but lat, Bezrat Hashem will get there. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
Okay, good Shabbos.
Be well.
Thank you. You too.
Mamash, I said kibbut ayim in mitzvah. Yariches yom ayim.
Amen. Toda rabah. Okay, good Shabbos. Thank you.